Psalm 102. A prayer of the oppressed one, when he is in despair, and pours out his concern before Jehovah. O Jehovah, hear my prayer. Let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in my time of distress. Incline your ear to me. Do answer me quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke, and my bones are charred like a fireplace. My heart has been struck down like grass and has withered, for I forget to eat my food. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. I resemble the pelican of the wilderness. I am like a little owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I am like a solitary bird on a roof. All day long my enemies taunt me. Those who mock me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my bread, and my drink is mingled with tears because of your anger and your indignation. For you lifted me up only to cast me aside. My days are like a fading shadow, and I am withering like grass. But you remain forever, O Jehovah, and your fame will endure for all generations. Surely you will rise up and show mercy on Zion, for it is time to show her your favor. The appointed time has come. For your servants find pleasure in her stones and have affection even for her dust. The nations will fear the name of Jehovah, and all the kings of the earth your glory. For Jehovah will rebuild Zion. He will appear in his glory. He will pay attention to the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their prayer. This is written for the future generation, so that a people yet to be brought forth will praise Jah. For he looks down from his holy height. From the heavens Jehovah views the earth, to hear the sighing of the prisoner, to release those sentenced to death, so that the name of Jehovah will be declared in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples and kingdoms gather together to serve Jehovah. He prematurely robbed me of my strength. He cut short my days. I said, O my God, do not do away with me in the middle of my life, you whose years span all generations. Long ago you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. Just like a garment, they will all wear out. Just like clothing, you will replace them, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will dwell securely, and their offspring will be firmly established before you.